I wish to register a complaint. Hello, miss.
What do you mean, miss?
I'm sorry, I have a cold. I wish to make a complaint.
Sorry, we're close.
Never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot, what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
I asked the Norwegian blue. What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it, my lad. He's dead. That's what's wrong with it.
No, he's resting.
But, matey, I know a dead parrot when I see one. And I'm looking at one right now.
No, he's not dead. He's resting, you know. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian blue, isn't it, eh? Beautiful plumage.
A plumage? Don't enter into it. He's stone dead.
No, he's resting.
All right, then, if he's resting, I'll wake him up. Hello, Mr. Polly Parrot. I've got a nice fresh banana.
Very good.
No, he didn't. You hit the cage.
I never.
Yes,
I
you did.
Oh, I did.
Hello, Polly. Awakey-wakey. This is your 9 o'clock alarm call. That's what I call a dead parrot.
He's stunned.
Stunned?
Yeah, you stunned him just as he was waking up. Norwegian blue stunned easily.
Now look, don't play the slippery eel with me. That parrot is definitely deceased. And when I purchased it not half an hour ago, you assured me that its total lack of movement was due to it being tired and shagged out after a long squawk.
Well, he's probably pining for the fields.
Pining for the fjords? What kind of talk is that? And why did he fall flat on his back the moment I got him home?
The Norwegian blue prefers kicking on his back. Remarkable bird, isn't it, eh, Major? Beautiful plumage.
Look, Tosh, I took the liberty of examining that bird when I got it home, and I discovered that the only reason it had been sitting on its perch in the first place was that it had been nailed there.
Oh, of course it was nailed there. Listen, Mush, if I hadn't nailed that bird down, it would have muscled up to them bars, bent them apart with its little pecker, and boom!
Boom?
Boom.
Mate, this parrot wouldn't boom if you put 4 million volts through it. He's bleeding demised.
No, he's... pining.
He's not pining. He's passed on. This parrot is no more. He has ceased to pee. He's expired and gone to meet his maker. He's a stiff, bereft of life. He rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed him to the perch, he'd be pushing up the daisies. He's up the twig. He's curled up his tootsies. He's shuffled off this mortal coil. He's run down the curtain and joined the bleeding choir invisible. He fucking snuffed it twice. These are the metabolic processes. He's had his lot. All statements to the effect that this parrot is still a going concern are from now on inoperative. This is an ex-parrot.
Well. Well, I'd better replace it then.
If you want to get anything done in this country, you've got to go... What's the news?
Well, I've had a look around the back, and we're right out of power.
I see. I get the picture.
I got a slug.
Does it talk?
Yeah.